Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, I'm excited to be here today to tell you about a situation that came up in coaching, and I want to help you around it. And the question is, does being exclusive with somebody mean that you're boyfriend or girlfriend? So I was having a conversation with somebody and they said, well, guess what? Good news, we've become exclusive. And I said, well, that's great. And this was a female client that was dating a guy. And I said, okay, that's amazing. So then I asked the mic drop question. I said, okay, if you're exclusive with him, then would you call him your boyfriend? And she said, oh no, we didn't have that conversation yet. So we went through the question, is being exclusive a transition towards being boyfriend, girlfriend or not? So from the smart dating perspective, I can tell you resoundingly, when our clients say that they are in an exclusive relationship and have the conversation at that moment, clarify, and we give them scripts to clarify, and we want you to clarify, okay, does that mean I can call you my girlfriend? Does that mean I can call you my boyfriend? Put it on the line at that point, because other than that, you have to ask yourself, if you disagree with this definition, that's fine, right? But this is the Smart Dating Academy definition. So it means, what does exclusive mean to you? If you agree that you're going to shut off your dating funnel and be exclusive with this with someone, meaning I'm only going to sleep with you, but there's still really no strings attached and, you know, the door could be open, I don't really know what that exclusivity means, right? If somebody says, are you seeing anybody else right now? You're like, no. Are you? No, not right now. Okay. So that's different than saying, I don't want to see anybody else, period. So from our perspective, if you are shooting for exclusivity, think about what you want out of this relationship. Most of you listening to this podcast want the lid to your pot, want a relationship. So don't settle for exclusivity without a title. Why are you going to shut off your dating funnel and be exclusive with someone who's not ready to put a label on it? I'm not saying put a ring on it, but I'm saying, this is my partner. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend. I like titles. I don't care if you're 22 or if you're 75. Saying you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend doesn't sound childish at all. Okay. I think it lends a lot of clarity to somebody saying, okay, I am exclusive with this person and this is my person. That's great. And now remember, with regards to becoming exclusive, if you're following the Smart Dating Academy Kool-Aid around this, we don't want you to get into an exclusive relationship with anybody, ideally for 15 or more dates over 3 to 4 months. And now, why is that? That's not some random number, some random formula that I picked out of the air. 15 dates is a really good amount when you do it over 3 months, right? I mean, in our practice, we have all these graphs and things that we help our clients to navigate. But what I can tell you is dating slowly, you know, and spreading those 15 dates, not over 15 days, but over 3 to 4 months, helps you to see this person in different contexts, right? Different variations of dates, walking, dinner, going to a show, maybe playing something competitive to see how this person acts when they win, see how they act when they lose. Maybe they're out with your friends. Maybe they're meeting your family. I don't know, but really looking at a person in a variety of contexts to make sure that they are really good for you and they have no red flags on them. And one of the misnomers that people always tell me is, well, you know, I thought I saw that there were red flags before we became exclusive, but I thought that that's normal because everybody says relationships are hard work. Let me correct that for you. A good relationship is work, but it's not hard work. And a good relationship isn't going to throw down red flags in the beginning. A relationship is work. Believe me, I've been married almost 26 years, believe it or not. And it's work, but it's not soul crushing, hard work full of red flags. It means you work to be kind to each other. You work to continue to see what's good in the other person, to be kind to each other, to be loving to each other, right? But it's not, you know, making sure that nobody's screeching out of the driveway or throwing the microwave across the room. That's not what we're looking for. So back to exclusivity, from my standpoint, trust me, we've had zero divorces in 14 years. We know how to do things. Between Eileen, Lindsay, and me, I think we've been married for about 76 or 78 years. So there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom in what we're having you do. So don't get exclusive too quickly. Date slowly, right? And look for red flags. Look for green flags. Make sure the relationship is easy before you agree to become exclusive with somebody. And don't take exclusive meaning, I'm not dating anybody else right now, but the door is cracked open. Exclusive to you should mean about you, dear listener. That person thinks you're the bee's knees. They think you're the best thing since sliced bread. They don't want you to date anybody else, and they don't want to date anybody else. And along with that exclusivity, your reward is you get a title, right? You get to be somebody's partner, boyfriend, or girlfriend. So I don't look at being exclusive as a lily pad to being boyfriend or girlfriend, period. Let's date for efficiency, date consciously. If you're exclusive, put a title on it, not a ring on it, not yet. That can come a year later. So I hope this helps you in navigating relationships, navigating your funnel, and knowing how to define exclusivity when you meet someone special that you want to be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your partner. So until the next episode, big love to you. Get your psychotic optimistic pants on and know that love will come to you. It's a when, it's not an if, right? And if you need more tips, follow us on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy and go to our website, smartdatingacademy.com, and sign up on any contact form to get our free newsletter, which tells you all the things that we're up to. First and foremost, you'll always be the first to know. Happy day, and talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.